Track 10, the CAB. Tony is here now with this month's contribution from the CAB, and this is something which possibly doesn't crop up all that often, but it's very useful information to have up your sleeve nevertheless.
At Citizens Advice, we are often asked if someone can inherit a council or housing association tenancy when the named tenant dies. This is known as succession, and it is permitted in certain circumstances, but it depends on various factors. The Citizens Advice website notes that you'll have to have been living in the house for some time, and you will usually need to pay rent from the date the tenant died. Being able to stay in your home and take over the tenancy will depend on things like, if you lived with them before they died, it will only count if it was your main home and not a temporary one. If you were living together as a couple, if you're related to the person who died, how long you lived with the person who died, the type of tenancy they had and how long they had it for, and what the tenancy agreement says. It might give you more rights to take over the tenancy. You'll need to tell your local council or housing association that the person named on the tenancy agreement has died. One of the key factors in determining if succession is possible, or whether or not the tenant who died succeeded themselves to the tenancy, succession is normally allowed only once. Another point to note is that while you may succeed to the tenancy, the housing provider could ask you to move to a different property. This can happen if, say, you've been living with your deceased parent in a three-bedroomed house. If you then stay on alone, the housing provider could give you notice that you have to move to a smaller property, perhaps with only one or two bedrooms. They will normally only do this 6 to 12 months after the original tenant died. There is a lot more information about tenancy succession rights on the Citizens Advice website, www.citizensadvice.org.uk. Norfolk Citizens Advice can provide in-depth advice on housing issues and much more, including debt, finances, employment benefits and family relationships. You can contact us by phone on 0800 144 8848, or you can fill in a form on our website, www.ncab.org.uk, or you can visit one of our offices. The Norwich office is now at 83 to 87 Pottergate, Norwich, NR 12 1DZ. It is open to anyone every weekday from 10 a.m. to 12:30 and from 1 to 3 p.m.
Thank you very much, Tony. And thank you to the CAB, as always.